Hi, we were Rosh Hashanah, Daf HaShvua, Daf Chaf Gimel, Medalev 23a. Here we go. So we were talking about, putting the torches up to let everyone know and pass the message back to Yerushalayim and to the sort of to the outskirts to let them know it's a full month. So, V'le'avid ben Amale ben Achaser. Let the Beis Din do the lighting of torches for Rosh Chodesh, whether the month is a full month or a lacking month. V'chi mikle Rosh Chodesh be'er Shabbos, and if Rosh Chodesh following a Chaser month happens to be on Friday, let that be the time they don't do it. Lo le'avid klal. V'kevin below avdinan Motzei Shabbos, and since people will see that we didn't light anything on Motzei Shabbos, v'avdinan Amale. Even though we would light on Rosh Chodesh, after a full month, they're going to know that that month was a Chaser month, and Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, which was day number 30, and it was just because of Shabbos that nothing was lit. So why not use that as an option? So the Gemara said that's not going to get rid of any confusion, because people are still going to make a mistake. They're going to say, when they don't see the torches on Motzei Shabbos, they're going to say that maybe that month was full, so why didn't they have the torches? And the reason why there wasn't torches on Matzah Shabbos is isnuse hu deisnuse, because there was just some impediment that got in the way of them doing it. So the Gemara asked for levad amale below levad chaser klal. I have a better solution. Let the Beis Din light the torches for Rosh Chodesh after a full month, and never do it after a chaser. This way, if Rosh Chodesh following a chaser happens on Friday, and we don't light torches on Matzah Shabbos, people will note the last month was a chaser, and Friday's Rosh Chodesh. So Amar Abaye, mishum bitul la'acha la'am shnei yamim. The Chachamim didn't want to do that because it would stop people from working for 2 days. They'd have to stop working and lose money. They'd lose parnasa for having to stop. See, the logic behind this is that the people in the Gullus and outside of Israel, so the ones who had to rely on the torch system, they'd have to stop from work every year on the 30th day and the 31st day following a Rosh Chodesh Elul. Because if the torches were lit for Rosh Chodesh after a Malay, a full month, then the people outside of Israel would never know until the night after day 31 which day was Rosh Chodesh. In the case of Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which you would call Rosh Hashanah, and Malacha's not allowed, so that would demand that every year people would not work for 2 days rather than 1 day. And we want to avoid that kind of scenario. It's too hard for people. So Ketzad Hayam Masuin Masuas Mevin Klon. So the Mishnah said, how do they do this torch lighting process? So they bring long poles of wood. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Arba Mine Arazim. There are four types of cedar. Eres Katrum, Eit Shem, and Ubrosh. These are four different names. Okay, what are these? What's this Kasrum, the second one? Amarav Adra, it's the Adra tree. Debeir of Shila Amre, it's the Mavliga tree. Amarav, some say it's the Gulmesh tree. The Gemara then says, Upligi Rabbi Rav Huna, and Rav Yehuda argues on this and says there are four, the one that says there's four, it argues with Rabbi Rav Huna. Why Dam Rabbi Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav, Isena Bei Rei Rav, Asar Mine Arzimi. There are 10 types of cedar. Why should Namar, as it says, Atemba Midbar Eres, Shita Vahadas Ve'itz Veshem and Asim Barava Barosh Tidar Vetechar Yachdov, all of them together. So what's in this pasuk? You have Eretz is Arza, the cedar. Shita is Tornisa. Shita is what you call pine tree. Hadas is Asa. Hadas is the myrtle tree. Eit Shem and Afarsama. Eit Shem and is balsam tree. Brosh Barasa. Brosh is what you call boxwood. Tidar is Shaga, is the fir tree. Tashur is Sharivna. Tashur is a Sharivna tree. So that's only seven. What do you mean there's ten? Kiatara Chum added three more to the list. Alonim, Almonim, and Amugim. Alonim is what you call Butme. Butme are elm trees. Almone Balute. Almonim are oak trees. And Almugim is Kasisa. It's a coral. So Ikdamre, Arunim, Almonim, Almugim. Those who say that the last three types, Arunim, Armurumunim, Almugim. So Arunim is Ares, laurels. Armonim is Dulve, is chestnut. And Almugim is Kasita, is coral. So the Gemara talks about another way of getting coral from its natural habitat, which is the sea. V'tzi adir lo yavrena, and a strong ship can't cross. Am rav zu borni gedola. This big ship is a big ship called a borni. And hechi avdi, how would they use the borni? Maisi shis alfe gavri betresar yarche shasa. So they would bring 6,000 men for 12 months. V'am rilor, some say tresar alfe gavri beshisi yarche shasa. 12,000 men for 6 months. V'tani lechala ad deshachna. And these thousands of men, would load the ship with sand until it would sort of dock on the seaside. Benachis bar amdui. And a diver would then go down. V'kotar atuni dechitna bachsisa. He would tie ropes to the roots of the coral. V'kotar luhu besvinsa. Tie the other end of the rope to the boat. V'not lichal v'shad levrai. They would take sand, throw it over. V'kama demidle akramaisin. As the ship, would move more as the sand was removed from it. as it would go up because of that, the ship would begin to rise, it's going to pull up and uproot the coral from the bottom and bring it to the surface. Umachlif al-chad trei bekaspa. The coral was so precious that you could get one bundle of chaspa, you get two pounds of silver. Tlas parvasa havyan. There were three ports where they would do this. Tarte be'armai, two in the Aramean country, in Aramean territory. Some say have a girsa of Roman territory. V'chadu de be'parsayim, one in the Persian territory. De be'armai maska kasisa, from the Aramean territory they bring up coral. And the one from the Parsa maskin marganaisa, they bring up pearls. Umikra parvasa de mashmahig, it was called the port of the kingdom. That was the name of that that dock. Amar of Yochanan, kol shita v'shita shnal nachum Yerushalayim, Asian every pine tree that people who conquered Yerushalayim took, atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God will return it one day to Jerusalem. As it says, atein midbar eretz shita, v'ein midbar, midbar over here is Yerushalayim, because it says, tzia midbar haisa, it says Zion became like a midbar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol halomei Torah v'emla, whoever learns Torah and does not teach it to others, is domil a hadas in a midbar, is like a hadas, a myrtle, sitting in the middle of the midbar, meaning it's very fragrant, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, but there's nobody to benefit from it. Ikadamri, those who say kol halomei Torah, those who learn Torah, malam de mokam shenem chum, and teach it in a place where there are no other Torah scholars, domil a hadas, meaning where they're like a myrtle in the wilderness, the chavi, which is so precious. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, oylem avarikachavim, woe to the avarikachavim who persecute the Jews, shem tkam, they have no way to fix what they've done. As it says in the Torah, tachas anachoshes avia zav, tachas barzal, vikesef tachas eit anachosh, tachas avinim barzal. In place of the copper, I'm going to switch it with gold. In place of the iron, I'll bring silver. In place of the wood, I'm going to bring copper. In place of the stones, I'm going to bring iron. Right? The verse is telling us that in Yeshayahu, that Hashem's going to inspire the nations of the world to make all up to the Jewish people for what they've taken. And Tachas Rabbi Akiva, v'chaver of Mohamed, what could they bring though to replace the loss of Rabbi Akiva and his entourage? Aleim Humar, for them it says, v'nikesi damam lo nikesi, though I'll cleanse the other nations of all they've done wrong, that blood I can never cleanse. U'me'ayin hayu mesuas mesuas meizbaltin, and from which vantage point would they light these different torches? So when they would make a signal from base Baltin, right, we said they wouldn't move until they saw the entire geula lit up like a bonfire. What is base Baltin? So Amar Rav, Rav says, let's go down to Chaf Gimel Amar Beis 23b. Zu Biram, it's Biram. Okay, my gola, what's gola? Amar Rav Yosef, it's pumpadisa. My kimdusa esh. What does the Mishnah mean when it says the whole glue was lit up like a bonfire? So Tana, we learned in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, kol echa ve'echa notel avuka biyadu. Each and every person in gula would hold up a torch when they would see the torch being waved on Beis Baltin. And the Ola Rosh Gagon, they would go up to their own roof. So look like the whole city is like in flames. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, Avcharim u'chayir v'gedder v'chavros. The torches were also lit on the mountains of Charim, Chayir, Gedder, and its entourage. Ikuda Amri Beinu Beinu v'kaimu. Some say that these areas added by Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar were between the spots of the Mishnah. And some say Gisa Eretz Yisrael v'kaimu. They're on the other side of Eretz Yisrael. So according to that opinion, Ma'achashgi, what's considered on one side? Umarachashgi, the other person is mentioning the spots on the other side. So each one of them tallying the different ends. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ben kol echas ve'echas, between these opposite ends, there were shmona parsos. There was a distance of what you call eight parsos. Well, what's eight parsos? Just for reference, a parsos for a meal, 8,000 amos, which is two and a half miles, we roughly assume. So the Gemara says, kama havilu, how much is the distance between the 5 points, Beis Baltin, Har Zeisim? So it's tlasin utartin, it's 32 parsos is the gap between them. 32 parsos. So v'ha'a idna tuva havi. But nowadays, I'm sure there's many more parsos between Har Zeisim and Beis Baltin. There's much more space there. Meaning anybody who takes a trip can tell you that. So Amar Abai says, istatute istatnu darche. The roads between these areas have been blocked. And that's why people have to take roundabout ways to get there. So it feels further and longer. Dechtiv says, l'chein inisach estarkech besirin. I will put your way with thorns. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, dechtiv nesivosai iva. Right? He twisted my ways. Chatzar gedola ha'isrishon. There was a large court in Yerushalayim. U'beis yazik ha'isinikar. It was called Beis Yazik. U'lasham kol ha'edem miskansin. It's a new Mishnah. And it was there all the witnesses who had to gather about the setting of the new moon, they gather over there. U'beis in Botkinot Hashem. That's the place where the Beis Din would check them. U'sudas gedolas lehem. They made a big feast for them. Bishvil shiragilim. So that people would feel comfortable coming and come often. Right? But Rishon, as the Mishnah, originally the witnesses wouldn't move from there. They'd stay there all day. But Hitzkin Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin instituted Shayu Mahalchen Apayim Al Choruch. They should be allowed to travel 2,000 amos every which way. Velo Elu Bavad. And they didn't say that Kula only for these new moon witnesses, but Ela Afa Chachma Bale, but even for a midwife who comes to deliver a baby. Habala Hatzim in Adleika, one who comes to rescue from a fire or from an attacking army, Anarm in a polis, or from a flooding river or a building that's falling down. Hare Elu Ka'an She'ir. They're considered like the people of the city, and they're given an extra bonus of 2,000 amas in each direction. Okay, so the Gemara said, Iberluhu base Yazektan. It says, the base Yazek that we learned in the Mishnah is a base Yazek or base Yazektan. Or is it base Yazek? Right? It meaning Beit Yazek, one word, or Beit with Yud Ayin Zayin Kuf, or is it Beit Yazek Yud Zayin Kuf? Maybe it's Beit Yazek, Lishnamalyu, which is a very positive language that says Vayazkeu Vyasalkeu, right? And he shook the fence and got rid of the stones. Or Dima Beit Yazek Tan, Lishna Tataru, a language of pain. Yazatiba Hu Aserba Azikim, he was bound in chains. Amra Bay Tashma Sudas Gedolos Hayosin Lahem Sham. They would make for the witnesses big feasts, Kadesh Ringlos. They would feel comfortable coming. Dilma Tarta of the Avibahu. By the way, that was a proof, by the way, because the fact that the feast were a way for people to come shows they had to bribe them because of the fact they were held contained. There was a discomfort. Meaning if you have to throw such a big party, a big kiddush, because you feel that no one's gonna come, because it's very stressful. Dilma Tartihav, maybe they both were done. Right? Maybe on both ends you meaning that it still could have been called a place of duress, and just they treated them with a meal because of that. Okay, Kate said, Borken, how do you examine the witnesses? Zuk Shaba Rishon, Borken Zorishon. The pair that comes first is examined first. The older one of them is brought in. But on lo emor Kate said, we ask them, tell us how you saw the new moon. Lifnei Chama o la'acher Chama. Was it before the sun or after the sun? Litzvona o la'droma. Was it to the north or to the south? Kama haya gavoa. How high was it? Ula ein hainota. Which way would it point? V'kama haya rachab. How wide was it? Imamar lifnei Chama lomar klum. If he said it was before the sun, it's meaningless. His testimony is thrown out. And if he said it was before the sun, right, we get rid of it. And afterwards, they would bring him the second witness and test him. If he says the same thing as the first ones, they're witnessing is good. The testimony is good. And if the testimony of the first group was good, they would ask all the other ones just some main points. Not that they need it, but they didn't feel like Nebuch, they did nothing. What did they come for? They should feel they had some, should we give them, they provided some service. And they'll come back again in the future. Okay. So, let's understand. When it says before the sun, and when it was in the north, isn't that the same thing? And Hainu la'achra chama, Hainu la'droma, after the sun, doesn't that mean also to the south? Same thing. So why do you have both lines? So Amarabai, p'gi masa lifnei chama la'achama. No, what they meant was the concave shape of the moon, was it facing towards the sun or away from the sun? So if that's the case, then follow the Mishnah. If it says next, Imam Lifnei Chamer Lo Meklum, if he said it was facing the sun, he said nothing. Da'am Rav Yochanan, Yochanan said, "My dichti." What does it mean when it says Hamshel v'pachanimo? O se shalom bimromav. He makes peace in the high. How did God make peace on high if it's not facing it? Right, it's facing away. So Me'olam Lo Rasa Cham v'Gishalavana. God arranged it that the sun does not see the concave shape of the moon. Out of embarrassment, and not the concave shape of the rainbow itself, right? And he didn't allow for the moon to ever see it because the moon would feel bad. And he didn't allow the sun to see the concave shape of the rainbow so that the worshippers of the sun, those that pray to the sun, the idolaters pray to the sun, shouldn't say, Giri komishaje, the sun is shooting arrows at those who reject it as its god. Meaning that since the concave shape of a bow always faces the archer, so if the concave of the rainbow were to face the sun, the worshippers think that the sun is the archer who is shooting arrows at those that it rejects. That's Rashi's pshat in this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop there.